I'm Rona Tarrant. A court in Australia has ruled that Vatican Treasurer Cardinal George Pell will stand trial on historical sexual assault charges. Cardinal Pell formally pleaded not guilty to the charges, alleging he sexually abused multiple victims decades ago. Cardinal Pell, who is 76, is Australia's most senior Catholic. He took a leave of absence from the Vatican last year to fight the charges in his home country. Three survivors of clergy sexual abuse in Chile have said they're hopeful for changes in the way the Catholic Church handles accusations of abuse. The three were speaking after private meetings with Pope Francis at the Vatican. They were invited to Rome after the Pope apologised for underestimating the seriousness of the crisis in Chile, following an investigation into allegations concerning a local bishop. The Pope said he made serious mistakes in the assessment of the situation involving Bishop Juan Barros, who victims say protected a paedophile priest. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has revealed what he says are secret nuclear files, proving Iran once covertly pursued nuclear weapons. In a press conference yesterday, Netanyahu said thousands of pages of material obtained by Israel show Iran had deceived the world. Iran's foreign minister accused Netanyahu of a childish stunt to influence President Trump's decision on whether to remain in a nuclear deal with Iran. Catholics across the United States are encouraged to pray and act in support of religious liberty at home and abroad during Religious Freedom Week 2018. U.S. bishops announced the week will begin on June 22nd and said it's an opportunity to reflect on the importance of religious freedom in education, healthcare, and migration and refugee services. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.